Local animal shelters in crisis.
We review The Electric State on Netflix.
Our very first AI episode. Is it real or is it cake?
And who needs Reader's Choice Awards when you have us?
It's all happening right here tonight on IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Sup, thugs?
Someone ran out of little nickety names.
Hit that like button, let the algorithm know you like Idaho Falls, infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, dad jokes. And boy, we're feeling the love this week. Thanks for all your social media likes, comments, ratings, stuff.
It's been
like that.
Really nice seeing our numbers just sort of explode lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
And getting more comments and stuff than usual.
We're not worthy. It's really nice. First week of spring, first full week of spring.
How nice is that, by the way?
And the weather is cooperating, highs 50s and 60s this week.
Mm-hmm.
66, I think, Wednesday.
Yeah, how nice is that going to be? I can't wait.
Then back into the 40s for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why is it always the weekends where it gets really cold? Have you noticed that lately?
Yeah.
Like, it's always during the work week when things are, like, super nice outside and you actually want to be out spending time and stuff. And then the second that you have time, the entire weather system just says, you.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
I have seen the return of the birds.
Yes, that's been lately. Nice, huh?
There's a guy who posted in the Life and Ammon page that now is an ideal time for bird watching. And if you put stuff out for the hummingbirds, they will come.
Oh, that's good to know. You know what? I think I need to get a hummingbird feeder this year.
You dig it the most.
Yeah. Yeah. I love hummingbirds. I think they're so cute. I love little critters. Plus, I like to have one of those little window bird feeders because then my cats can watch them while they eat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like free cat TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick plug for our live episode Friday night. It was really obvious come Halloween. Yeah, let's do a live.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, let's do a live. Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought, well, you know, do we want? I'm sorry, but President's Day isn't really a
not really
thing.
A holiday. It's just an excuse to get out of school.
Valentine's Day, we hope you're busy doing other stuff that night.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were hanging out, so. We weren't going to take the time, sorry.
St. Patty's Day, on a Monday.
It was on a Monday. I think if it would have been on a weekend, we would have done it, but
yeah.
On a Monday, no one cared.
Right.
You know?
But we were we welcomed in spring with our spring break live, and keep in mind that live episodes are not, they don't move very quickly, they don't do this, what am I doing here, the snapping along.
They're not as snappy.
It's a time to basically BS with people commenting and talk shit and have some snacks.
Yeah.
This was really nice.
Yeah. You know, it was actually kind of a nice opportunity for us because we've sort of backed ourselves up on our treat times.
Yeah.
Because we keep finding neat stuff out in the world that we want to try on the show, which first of all, I love the treat times. But I hate when we go out and we find some fun novelty snack and then I don't get to eat it for months, you know, at least weeks.
Right.
Yeah. It's very upsetting for me.
We still have stuff from our Christmas shopping at It's Sugar from Station Park in Farmington.
Yeah.
I think we ought to just blow through. Like there's like some Japanese Lays that nobody can get their hands on unless they go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe online. But yeah.
Lay's potato chips.
But yeah, one reason that we decided to do a couple of snacks on our live show was so that we weren't getting so backed up.
Just crank through the inventory.
Yeah.
We had a great time talking to, again, the commenters, among them, Jeff and Greg.
Uh-huh.
Now celebrating, we'll link to it in this post, their 15th anniversary podcasting in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
The OG podcasters. Episode 280 of the Jeff and Greg podcast.
Can you believe?
That features guest Blake from the Easily Offensive podcast.
Which is such a good name for a podcast, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, I really liked that.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for all your support and for just hanging out with us.
Yeah, and they actually did on the live show tell me to look up a specific Urban Dictionary term. I don't remember exactly what it was called. I remember that it had musket loader in it.
Yeah.
I think it was like Montana or Missouri or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up and I'll say, honestly, kind of tame. I was expecting it to be worse. I really was. So,
that's how I mean, we do hit me with your Montana. Best shot,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised what it takes to offend Carly.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, and I guess they invited us on.
They did.
On their show.
I'm looking forward to. I think it's going to be fun.
So, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, it's funny because in the live episodes, you know, there's a few thoughts we never finish.
Yeah. Yeah, that does happen.
Start a few thoughts, don't finish them at all. And, you know, we get this AI-generated thumbnail that says IFAF Live and shows spring break at night on a beach. And, nice. Like, it's just us BSing for an hour. That's like, it doesn't live up to the thumbnail.
No, not even a little.
Just in case you want. Okay. We did talk about our Friday night where we went to the pie hole,
mm-hmm.
and Mary wearing cheese and saw some graffiti, went on a little graffiti sightseeing tour downtown.
It's actually kind of nice. It was almost like an outdoor art exhibit.
Yeah. Yeah.
With and, more profanity.
And forget you, what, Buttmaster? What's his name?
Buffman.
Buffman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently you're a bad dude.
Well, it sounded like they were trying to get with Buffman.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know. Maybe
oh,
it was
that
a,
kind of.
Yeah, maybe it was like a love hate kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, I think the kids call it hate fucking.
Grudge.
Oh, that's a good one. That's yeah. a good one. I can see that.
So anyway, East Idaho Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward for information that leads mm-hmm. to the arrest of graffiti artists.
I guess if you know anyone who has a certain grudge against a certain buff man, they might be the one.
Reports can be made anonymously at ifcrime.org. Link in this post.
You bunch of snitches.
And then kidding. We saw the water tower progress. They now have the
entire basin.
The basin.
I mean, it looks like it's darn near done, right?
At the bottom. I imagine then there's going to be a day where they lift the top by crane.
That's sort of my guess.
Or by Corps of Army Engineer helicopters. I don't know how you...
I would assume crane. Crane seems like it's probably a lot more steady.
It's cool to see that we're, okay, it's been a long, cold winter, and mm-hmm. now we're getting right back to it.
Yeah.
And these are loosely based in follow-up land, like from episodes ago. Crispy Cone's grand opening, we finally have a date.
I know, I'm so excited.
April 4th.
Mm-hmm.
In Idaho Falls.
Glad it's not April 1st, or else I'd question it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to go. I think we might have to be the first ones there, if we can help it.
That's next Friday, and it's in Little Rexburg.
Yeah, Little Rexburg.
Just because they've got, I don't know, two or three shops.
So they've got Boba Love, now they've got Crispy Cones. I think they've got another one, too.
All, it's right there in that area.
Yeah, all restaurants that were in Rexburg and expanded down to here.
Honey so, baked ham.
Yes, there's a honey baked ham over there.
Get your ham for Easter, and they want you to know. I talked to the owner last week, like uh-huh. I mentioned on the live episode. They want you to know that they're not just for the holidays. They do catering.
Oh, yeah.
You know that champagne
champagne mustard?
That you love so much?
I love that mustard. It's so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, a follow-up with our Idaho trivia. I guess George M. Willing, it is a totally made-up BS name.
Yes.
Somebody on TikTok commented, aren't all words made up? Well, yeah.
Yeah, technically. But usually there's some kind of Latin root word or like it came from somewhere. I know that there's a specific term for this.
Etymology.
Thank you. Etymology. Yeah,
some words have better etymology than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's entomology. And isn't that the study of insects?
I think so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And he didn't have
either way. If you study either of them, you're a nerd. Just kidding.
Yeah. What's some people don't know the difference between etymology and entomology. And that bugs me in a way I cannot put into words. Because
that's funny. That's cute.
Anyway, he didn't have a daughter named Ida. It was just a girl he knew.
I guess he must have really known her.
So we're,
if he's slinging around words like, hoe.
The name of this state is Idaho. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, and we wondered about proper nouns in Scrabble.
Yeah.
Yeah. They changed the rules for the first time in history in April of 2010 mm-hmm. to allow proper nouns.
That's stupid.
Like Zizek's Road. If you've got the Z's and the Y's and the X's.
I mean, that I get. Like, if it's a location, I understand it. But the thing that's going to drive me nuts is that you can spell so many names so differently.
Right.
You know, like the fact that you can spell Kaylee like Slay, you know, or with two E's.
Like we do around here.
Yeah. Or I mean, honestly, I guarantee you there's someone who goes out and spells it, who goes out and spells it like kale and tries to say, oh, it's Kaylee.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a famous racehorse that was, it was pot and then eight.
Pot with eight O's behind it?
That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be potato?
Yeah, that's okay. What it was.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to talk about our buddy, the Idahoan at the gym.
Yeah.
So it was a great show. It was just
so fun.
Cannot oversell it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, it just takes a lot for me.
Well, and you love some EDM.
I do.
Yeah. Now, one thing I really liked about his set in particular was that he sampled some Pink Floyd. I thought that was really cool and fun. And I liked that his was sort of more like kind of psychedelic, you know, like he had some 70s rock in it and stuff, and it just had a very dreamy feel to it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was super cool. Also, can we talk a teeny tiny bit about the Bee's Knees catering there?
Yes. First, let's also shout out his the person he came after. Sensei the Beast was there.
Uh-huh.
Did a great job. We caught some of that set and some of Denver DJ, House DJ Discognition's yes. set as well.
Yeah. Discognition was kind of a fun one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. You didn't oversell at the Idaho, and I should have worn my shirt.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah.
You're a bad fan.
I got olive oil on it. This yeah. week.
Like the first time you wore it too.
Yeah.
Which isn't that how that always goes?
Right.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
But yes, let's talk about.
Yeah.
As I understand it, like the owner of the gym on First Street in Idaho Falls, mm-hmm. the music venue that we were at, mm-hmm. and the owner of Bee's Knees are married.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I don't know how true it is, but that sounds right to me.
But Bee's Knees catered this thing.
Yeah. And it was so good. So we went a little nuts. We didn't really mean to, but we started with some of their mac and cheese bites and they were so good that we decided to go back and get some more. So we also got the Bee Sting wings and their bacon cheese fries. I don't remember exactly what they were, but they were so freaking good.
They should change the name to bacon cheese with a few smothering a 50 gallon drum of cheese.
Right, right. It's like fries with bacon. Fries. It's like bacon and cheese with some fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fries drowning
yeah.
in a vat of cheese and bacon.
Yeah. It was delicious. And we tried this like weird, I think it was their firecracker sauce or something.
With the mac and cheese
bites. That was so freaking good. It was so good.
Those Bee Sting wings though.
Oh like, my gosh. They stole the show, huh?
Do you remember Wingers by any chance? We used to have a Wingers.
I remember Wingers, but I wasn't really into them back in the day.
But it's this thick, crisp, sweet, mm-hmm. spicy coating.
It was really
Oh, it's great.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so getting to sit in a booth, listen to EDM, and snack our faces off was really, really nice.
So great. Anyway, thank you, the Idahoan, for inviting us to that. When we walked out, Carly said, are your ears fuzzy?
Mine were fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me realize I probably should have got some loop earplugs or something.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it just filled my soul, filled my cup, and maybe it was the food from Bee's Knees, if that I'm being too. Honest.
Filled your gut?
So much, yeah. Look at this. I track my sleep, Carl.
Uh-huh.
I got 100% that night.
Whoa, okay. That's actually really impressive. Yeah,
ignore the time. I was not in bed for 9 hours, but
man,
I just, like, when it's time for bed, I'm brushing my teeth and stuff. But anyway, I had a very peaceful night's sleep that night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, somebody on TikTok, we were talking, is it Boots and Cats or Cats and Boots?
Right.
Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats.
I've always heard it Boots and Cats.
They heard it Boots and Pants.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, Boots and Pants. That's another plosive.
Yeah, that one's fine. I like Cats better.
Which I heard our buddy, hey, it's Brad use this past week.
Uh-huh.
Talking about.
He said Boots and Pants?
Plosives. No, oh, he's talking about.
Plosives.
The peas when you pop the peas.
Popping the peas.
Okay. Oh, also. The hat that I mentioned one episode.
Yeah.
And no, it's not a Harry Potter sorting hat. Close.
It's a little poop emoji.
It's a poop emoji hat.
It's for when we're being shitheads.
So now I can talk shit.
It really does look like the sorting hat, though.
I got it all out of the way in the live episode. I really have no shit talking to do this episode.
Yeah, same. You know, that's the thing. I don't feel like you're very full of shit talking, so it makes sense that you've kind of gotten it all out already. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Honestly, I'm kind of being a little shit this time.
Are you? Have you been?
Kind of.
Or do you have something planned?
I mean,
do you have something locked and loaded?
To be fair, I've already done my cheeky little evil laugh, so I feel like we're well on our way, you know?
All right. Anyway, so we got that. Full disclosure, it was going to be a dickhead hat.
Which is funny, too, but probably a lot more obscene.
Well, I thought, yeah, we can't make reels. We have a little bit of safety zone in the show. Because I think most people just know us from our clips.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I don't ever have to clip something if I'm wearing the dickhead hat.
That's true. That's true.
But this, I think we could clip.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone loves the poop emoji. It's one of the most used emojis in all of emoji history.
Everybody poops, as I understand it, as I understand science.
Which, I mean... Glad you understand that, at least.
A follow-up from our episode, our live episode, Spring Break episode. I was trying to think of the sketch comedy series in the early 2000s, and instead I thought of early 90s sketch comedies, Kids in the Hall in the State. Dane, thank you so much for your comment, and I had realized it about the same time you did, buddy. It's the Whitest Kids You Know.
That makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That do the Never song. Let's see, Never Take Cough Syrup and Mix It Up with Iodine and Lye.
Never take cough syrup and mix it up with iodine and lye. Never take cough syrup and mix it up with iodine and lye.
And then he goes and sings the complete recipe and complete instructions for making meth to a bunch of kids who are listening going like this.
Yeah.
That's
fine. You know, I kind of wonder if any of those kids grew up and saw that later on, and we're like, what the hell, Mom? Why did you let me be in that? She's like, well, you didn't even know how to get your hands on that stuff, so it's fine.
Or maybe they shot them separately.
Oh, maybe.
That's a possibility.
With the power of green screen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We just came back from the Swan Lake performance.
We did, yeah.
And that reminds me of this. Any Nutcracker dancer's belt observations this time?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. It wasn't as distracting as Nutcracker, thankfully. And I did have an inside source confirm that they did actually have dancers' belts on. They just were a little thin.
Oh.
You could still definitely tell which way the men liked to dress.
Yes.
So.
One enjoyed dressing straight up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I kind of get in a situation like
Seems
that.
Seems the most comfy.
I feel like it's the smoothest. So for a nice tight little outfit, that seems like the best option. I don't know. The point is you could see what they were concealing.
Well, and the whole time I was just thinking about Jonah Hill's line in Superbad about how he tucks it in the waistband. Anyway.
Right.
That reminded me, boy, it's a bad segue. Sorry, Thomas Heuser. Thomas Heuser, music director and conductor of the Idaho Falls Symphony, will be leaving womp womp, as the kids say, after next season.
Bummer. Did he say why?
2025-2026 season. I don't know. Greener pastures?
Yeah.
Maybe Boston
just
Pops?
Needs a break.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really sad to see him go.
Yes. And I want to say that IF Symphony was good before him, but I'm pretty sure they've improved, and I mean quite a bit.
Yeah.
Under his direction.
Yeah, I think that he has a very discerning ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hey, next conductor, or maybe Thomas on your way out, play the hits.
Right.
We love it when you play the hits. Yeah, sprinkle a few unknowns in there.
Sure.
But you can't go wrong by having Beethoven's Ninth be every performance.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
Anyway.
And music from the movies and Pops concerts.
Yeah, people love that.
Yeah.
That's the music we're familiar with. That's what people are invested in nowadays. It just is what it is.
Right. I mean, yeah. There's even traveling orchestras that do video game music.
Yeah, absolutely there are. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my niece, her first concert was to go see the guy who did the Five Nights at Freddy's music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know.
Okay, coming up in just a second, one last follow-up with Carly's Marshmallow Redemption.
I'm very excited about that.
Just when I thought you couldn't do any worse, you go and totally redeem yourself. No, it's great. Marshmallows 2.0. Marshmallows take two.
I'm very proud of them.
Coming up. But first, we thought we'd do a PSA for the Snake River Animal Shelter because they had to sit people down last week and talk about crisis mode.
Yep.
They're full to overflowing.
Right. Well, and a lot of the shelters around here are, and they continue to be.
Yeah. And blame it on the breeders. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. So they posted, we need to share some real talk here. The entire shelter industry is in crisis.
Yep.
The number of surrendered and abandoned pets is peaking once again in the past 7 days. First one, law enforcement has evidence that a wealthy business owner abandoned a litter of puppies that he intentionally bred and couldn't sell on private property and was caught on camera.
Glad he was caught. He sounds like a douche.
Uh-huh.
Do we happen to know who it was?
Charges have been filed, so I hope we find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope we get to see that mugshot. Yeah, seriously.
I can't wait. Good.
Seriously, douche.
Mm-hmm.
Two walk-in dog returns without notice arrived. An elderly woman in failing health has 20 cats that needed taken in.
Can we talk about how many little old ladies are really the backbone of society as far as like taking care of animals?
Right.
You know? Like, there are so many gals out there who, you know, as they get older and can't keep taking care of these pets, someone's got to do it. And mm-hmm. so if it goes to the shelter, then they end up getting overfilled again.
Got those soft hearts. Two local residents found out that area pet stores that buy breeder puppies and sell them do not take returns under any circumstances. A woman surrendered her 25th animal to us. It was at risk of being abandoned. So there's five instances that they cited.
How did she end up with 25 animals that she'd surrendered? How many did she even keep?
Right.
I don't understand people who are so emotionally void that they can't, that they're not attached to their pets enough to keep them.
I'm not saying if you have four pets that that's a sign of mental illness. I don't know what the top number is. Six?
I think four is perfectly acceptable.
20? But, you know, 30? 50?
Well, I think it all depends on how they're being taken care of.
Okay.
Now, if you've got 20 cats in a two-bedroom apartment, there's probably a problem.
Yeah.
But if you've got a whole ranch and you've got a bunch of barn cats and it adds up to about 20 and they're all taken care of, I don't see a problem there.
Right. I guess it depends on your resources.
Right.
Anyway, Snake River Animal Shelter says, please stop breeding.
Right.
We offer low-cost spay and neuter surgeries. If you can't adopt, please come see us. Mm-hmm. We have two dogs who have been with us for 5 months. I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, like I've been known to do.
Do it.
And been slapped a couple times for doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're kind of rednecks out here in Idaho, and that's not a pejorative. I'm not using that word really necessarily to condemn.
Yeah, it's not negative.
Some of my best friends are rednecks.
Sure, absolutely.
But, you know, that whole attitude, that animal life, it you're right. It isn't as valuable as human life. I mean, if you just look at the law.
Right.
And, you know, could we be kind? Yeah. It's not like they're expendable either.
It's just weird to see the lack of empathy here.
Yeah.
You know, like considering that there are so many humans out there who will bond with basically anything. There are stories online of people who put googly eyes on their Roombas and now all of a sudden Bob Sweep is a part of the family. You know?
Yeah. And when you're watching John Wick.
Yeah.
Who do you feel worse for? His dog or the 40 dudes that he dispatches over the course of the film?
Frankly, every single one of those people deserve to die because that dog died. Every single one.
Right? So come on, Idaho, East Idaho, Idaho Falls.
Yeah. If you're one of these people who's just getting pets and you're not valuing them and taking care of them and you're not honoring the commitment that you made to them, you should feel a little ashamed. And we're hoping that this small public shaming will help you to become a better person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to these marshmallows.
Yes. You know what? Let's.
Real quick.
A little sweet to go with our salty.
Let's play just a brief clip from last week. This was Carly's first attempt.
Yes.
At marshmallows. Here it is.
So they turned out more jello-y than they should have.
I don't know. They're soft and spongy, Carl.
They're soft and spongy, but they're too dense. I wanted them to be fluffier.
Oh. So you see how kind of flat and brown they were?
Yeah, they were kind of a green color.
And let's see the new ones.
These ones are much nicer. Are you ready to see this?
I'm ready.
They actually look like real marshmallows. Ooh, and they're a little sticky. Yeah. Look how nice and jiggly that is.
White.
Ooh la la.
Thick.
Much fluffier.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, the big difference between these is that this time I actually had a candy thermometer, which is kind of integral to the recipe. The last time I was kind of just guessing, which I don't think helped. And I whipped these a lot more, which I think helped big time too. Now, like I mentioned, these ones are still medicinal marshmallows. So they are literally made to help your throat and stuff. They've also even, these ones actually have throat coat tea in them too, which the last ones did not. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Why did you say, what are the healing properties of mushrooms and these understanding,
you mean marshmallows?
Of course, what did I say?
You said mushrooms.
What am I thinking? Obviously, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, but yeah, what's marshmallow root supposed to do?
Marshmallow root is a natural cough suppressant. It also helps with inflammation and a slew of other stuff, but those are kind of the big ones. But a lot of people, if they've got a really bad cough, something that helps is to just put a marshmallow in their mouth and let it melt, and it should help get rid of the cough.
Okay. So these marshmallows that I just had, like, I guess the only analogy I can think of is, this is like a nice stiff roll of French bread or focaccia compared to Wonder Bread,
right,
which are the marshmallows that I've grown up knowing and loving.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, they have...
Modern,
got a real nice flavor.
Yeah. So modern marshmallows tend to be flavored and sweetened with corn syrup, you know, which makes them incredibly sweet, but also not healthy, like, at all. They're also usually, like, bleached, and they've got all kinds of other stuff. Not to say I don't enjoy a good old marshmallow, too. Like, I'll eat them.
Yeah.
You know.
Over a fire. Or or just pop them in, or with cocoa, or doing this to it until it just gets all that
squishy,
sticky.
Yeah. Now, that being said, the main reason that I'm, like, against modern marshmallows is just because I made fancy marshmallows and I want to feel extra good about myself. But these ones are also sweetened with honey, too, which also helps with your throat if you're having a bad throat day. And like I said, they've got that throat coat tea in them too.
I want to have another one. And yeah, Carly, I want to applaud you.
Thank you.
And here's why. You know, doing something for the very first time takes a real, sort of like this podcast, it takes a real balance between cockiness and confidence and a certain amount of humility to be willing to suck at something your first try.
Yeah.
But then your second try... Look at that. Amazing. Yeah. Well done.
I'm pretty proud that they got so much better so quick. And Rango likes them too. He actually
he does. Here, he wants more.
Here, come here, Bean.
Huh.
Yeah, look how cute this is. He's such a sweet boy. And he's got his little water tower dog tag on.
Mm.
Let's see here. I want to give him this one because it's kind of small. But yeah.
Who's the designer of the water tower dog tag?
Oh, gosh. I can't. Meowney.
Meowney, right?
Yeah, Meowney. Are you happy? Was that nice?
He just wolfed that down.
It's so good, huh? Thank you, Bean.
You got any more?
I know, right? He's so good. To be fair, it mostly just tastes like honey, so I can see why he likes it so much, because honey is delicious.
But yeah. I did get that that hint of...
Yeah, that distinct marshmallow flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the marshmallow root up in there. Which, by the way, thank you for getting that for me. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm redeemed, and I feel very good about it.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, Lincoln Post, created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Are you looking for locally raised beef to feed your family this year? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
The talk show with the happy difference. IFAF, Idaho Falls. The talk show with the happy difference.
Let's whistle. And ooh. That's enough of that. What is this contraption you have over here?
Oh, you want to see this?
With, yeah.
So I decided to make a little investment into myself.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think this is?
Hold that up, but hold it up showing the hole.
Yeah.
To the camera. It's either a hernia pillow or a porta potty.
Well, it does open if that helps.
Okay. no idea.
I mean, one would think maybe it's like a chip tray where you put the little salsa bowl in the middle.
Is it a caboodle?
Not quite. Yeah, no. So what this is this. It's a snack bowl for your tumbler so you can snack and sip at the same time. Isn't that so stinking smart? Now, here's what pissed me off a little.
Uh-huh.
So I found something very similar to this at the Dollar Tree like 2 weeks ago, and I almost bought it, but I knew it wouldn't fit my current tumbler, and I didn't want to like buy it without having a tumbler for it to fit, so I didn't get it. So instead, when I got this tumbler, I went online and I bought this one on Amazon for like $10, which is frankly too much for what this is.
That's going to come in handy like at a ball game.
Right?
In the car.
Okay. The car one is exactly the one that I was thinking of because I almost bought this for a friend for Christmas a few years ago. And ever since then, I've thought about it a lot. And I've been like, man, that'd be so useful to have. Because 9 times out of 10, I don't have anywhere to put my chicky nuggies and my sauce.
Yeah.
So if I had this, I could snack as I go.
Yep.
Yeah, it's genius. That's... And I like...
Can still drink from it with the tray on top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
While I was at it, I actually found another one that's similar. But it's kind of a replacement top for your Stanley that holds ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Or any other cold snack.
Reed's Dairy had their Stuff Your Stanley event. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that the bowl in that one is integrated into the top. When I get it, I suppose I can show it if you'd like to see it.
And this flower, cap goes over your straw.
Yeah. To cover it. So I don't have to worry about someone sneezing and getting their nastiness on it.
Or have you seen that one where the cat, jumps on to a surface, but the water, like a couch in the water bottle, and anyway, gets the straw right up its cat butthole. Is this the second episode in a row?
That's horrible. Talked?
Oh, no, that was the live episode.
That poor cat.
Yeah.
That's so messed up. And I would definitely. Can you imagine if they hadn't caught that on film? If they didn't know that it happened?
Right.
They'd be none the wiser.
So when I see ads for a movie that stars Chris Pratt, Crisp Rat, and Millie Bobby Brown, I get excited.
That was a pretty cool little bit.
When I see it on Netflix, I'm like, oh, and I'm already paying for it.
Right.
Maybe this is how Netflix is justifying their price hike to $24.99 a month.
We're just going back to cable. It's okay. We'll just start pirating things again.
Talking about the Electric State, and the reviews are in and they're not good.
Yeah.
But I liked it good enough.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a good popcorn flick.
Yeah.
While we were watching it, we found out that it was actually based on a graphic novel. And I guarantee you that if you read the graphic novel and then watched it, you'd fucking hate it. Like, I just got that vibe from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I got where they were going and I could see probably where the source material had started. But yeah, I bet it just fell so short, you know, if you'd read it before.
So we're watching The Electric State, and at 54 minutes and 10 seconds, there's some music played by the taco robot.
Yes.
And the closed captioning just says ragtime music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to it and it starts festering in my head. I'm like, I know that. Late 60s.
Yeah, you're going through your little index.
Burt Kampert, Burt Bacharach, Lawrence Welk, Percy Faith. Is that it? That's pretty much it for 60s instrumentals. Oh, yeah. Except for Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Sure.
But that particular music took me 4 minutes to figure out and it's nowhere on the internet.
Course
except
not.
Except maybe now it is.
I would hope so.
It's Lawrence Welk, Calcutta. You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, I love watching you try to figure out what a song is. Like, you'll hear a couple of notes from somewhere and I just see those gears turning in your head. Your encyclopedic knowledge of music and tunes is incredible to me sometimes.
It's a sickness. I'm not sure I like that about myself.
It is a little freakish, I'll admit.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I will also say I did really like the designs of the robots in it. I thought they were very well thought out.
Yeah.
And they were neat looking, which was fun. I liked the little rewriting of history where Walt Disney was like the first robot.
Oh, yeah. They basically had to have approval from a couple different companies.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have taken a lot of work to get all of those okays, but I thought that was kind of neat. And I liked how late 60s some of the robots looked too.
Yes.
I thought that was really fun.
Late mid-century modern.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Cosmonaut, I think is what his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was, or I guess his name is just Cosmo in it. But yeah, I thought that was a really cool design overall.
I just thought it was funny that we watched the Academy Awards and there was this big plea in the middle of it to go back to the theaters.
Yeah.
Please go back to the theaters to watch your movies. And then Netflix pulls this.
Yeah, which I get. I do. Well, okay, and here's the thing. I do like going to the theater to watch movies in a lot of ways. I think that there's a sort of pageantry to it. Plus, like I've said before, I basically grew up in the Edwards. You know, my dad ran that place. Well, my mom and my dad, but my mom for a lot shorter of a time. But my parents ran that place from the time I was 7 till I was like 19, you know? So I got to go to like every movie that entire time, which was incredible. And so, yeah, it is kind of sad to see the movie theater industry not doing so hot because there are so many good memories for that with me. And it's so nice getting to watch a movie in my own home while I work on a little project, because God forbid my hand sit still for even 5 minutes.
Right.
You know?
And Carly needs to work on a little hand project, and I need to have my cat memes at the ready.
Right,
while we're watching movies.
Yeah. It's the ADHD.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, that and also I like being able to have little asides with you as we're watching it. There were so many things during the movie that I'd turn to you and be like, okay, well, that's like this and that and whatever. Our shitty, snarky little comments the whole time.
Pause
so
it,
fun.
Bathroom and popcorn break, you know.
Yeah, that's a big one too.
I do like that. All right, moving on to, it seems to be award season in Idaho Falls in particular.
Yeah, now that all of the big awards have happened in California, we're doing some stuff over here to keep it going.
Grammys, Emmys, Golden Globes, Academy Awards, and now there's Idaho's Best.
Yeah.
There's the Post Register Reader's Choice Awards and the Best of Greater Idaho Falls Awards, and I think that's Sand Hill Media, a radio group here in town.
Oh, and here we thought you were done being shitty.
I would just like to say, not chucking any of these specifically under the bus or anything, but that's not what they're... Generally speaking, these awards, they're not to tell you what the best is of anything.
Yeah.
They're a money-making venture by dying industries. Generally speaking, the three that I just mentioned are fine institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jimmy Kimmel telling you not to burn down a Tesla dealership right now. You know, he's saying one thing and he means another. No. By the way, Jimmy, don't forget your South Fork Lodge is right here.
Yeah, basically.
You don't want people treating your South Fork Lodge that you own like a Tesla dealership.
Yeah, okay. He's got to be careful about that.
Okay, that was a sidebar. But I'm just saying they're specifically to make money.
Yeah.
I think one of them actually says, we're not a popularity contest. Yes, you are. But with Google reviews and Facebook stars, do we really need these anymore?
I don't think so, per se. I mean, I guess the tricky thing with that is that you don't know to look them up on Facebook and Google if you don't know about them.
Right.
So this is sort of a good opportunity to learn about places.
Noobs who are just moving here, first of all, welcome. And second of all, we'll tell you. We'll just tell you what the best is.
You'll find out.
Ask
on your
us.
Own.
I guess we need our own, like, Facebook group or forum or something.
Yeah, you know, that'd be fun, like a little community group.
But I think we ought to have the first annual, and I'm not this episode, I'm not prepared, but the first annual IFAF Awards.
I like that idea.
Right? Where, yeah. And we only award things because there's like best dentist.
Sure.
And best doctor's manufactured home and yeah. best, like, you only get a mention if you're the best by far, no question.
Oh, okay. I like that idea.
Right? Yeah. Okay, like best restaurant in town.
Cast Iron?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I might say Derailed there too.
Oh, Derailed is really, really good.
By far.
Yeah.
Other restaurants in town pale in comparison to those two restaurants.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean,
they're also the most expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some that are pretty darn good and a lot more affordable. So
and see, it depends on who you ask, because there's some
subjective.
Old school people here who still insist that the two restaurants down by the river that have been here since the 70s are the best. They're not the best. Those are people who just, they don't know what they like. They like what they know.
Right, right.
I want to say, should I have this hat back on again?
I think you should technically, anyway, but we won't worry about it.
Best breakfast in town.
Ooh, it used to be Diabla's.
Right.
And it's kind of sad that it's not there anymore.
Right, but what
but
is it
But without it, then it would be Abra's.
By far. Right? No question, yeah. Right?
Although.
Without a doubt.
Smitty's is pretty darn good, too.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, we know best thrift shop, Elsie's Closet.
By far. Yeah. With ease.
Best beef, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Best family burger joint, Red's Grill.
Yes.
Right, like best internet provider, QuickNet. We know those.
Yeah, yeah. Those ones are easy.
Okay. Anyway, maybe we'll do that someday.
Yeah, I like
it. Okay, you know what would be a hard one is best grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Because
that's a good one.
Because best bougie grocery store.
By far, Brolam's.
Is Brolam's.
Their cheese selection. It's just so good.
Now open on Sunday starting April 27th.
I know, which I'm really excited about.
And by the way, if you don't live here, East Coasters, Brolam's is sort of like a Wegmans. Everybody raves about Wegmans back on the East Coast.
Right.
They're the nicest grocery store Idaho Falls has.
Yeah.
But then I go to Winco.
I do love Winco.
Because they go through their produce so fast. Mm-hmm. Winco produce lasts up to 2 weeks in my fridge.
And they've got such a good selection.
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay. We're going to end with treat time. But before we do, we're just going to talk to you about this brave new world we live in. And I want to have like a really long, in-depth, at-length conversation like I did after the movie Minority Report, because there seems to be a little moral and ethical conundrum here.
Okay, I'm always down for some philosophy.
We're having a little crisis, but first let's tell you what this is all about. Remember we predicted, and we talked about this in the live episode, IFAF AI.
Yeah.
So one of the predictions I made is by the end of this year, 2025, you'll be able to go to ChatGPT and say, give me a script for a 60-minute podcast that is a digest about things that happened this past week in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Right.
Do it in the style of Mike and Carly on IFAF. Be sure to include plenty of inappropriate jokes and words that need bleeped out.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And then by the end of 2026, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to do that with video.
Probably.
Maybe even sooner.
Which is terrifying. I don't like it.
So it got me thinking, Carly, if somebody's going to be able to do that soon, let's beat them to the punch.
Right.
Let's do it ourselves.
Yeah.
So we did the show, last show.
Uh-huh.
AI interpreted it, rewrote it. We fed its output into our AI avatars.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're about to see is the very first, very rough, IFAF AI. Let's just roll it and we'll stop it when we need to.
IFAF AI.
What you are about to see and hear is 100% AI generated based on our last episode and using our faces and voices. This is not real.
Welcome to IFAF AI, the completely AI-generated recap of this week's episode of IFAF.
Off to a bad start, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have to somehow be a middleman, or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll just let AI show itself.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea because it feels less, you know, okay. You've heard of the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically the idea that things that are very, very similar to human, but not quite, are very uncanny to us and freak us out as humans.
Yeah. When you watch this video, watch our faces, watch our lips. Yeah. There's something unnatural about it.
Yeah. Still. It's weird. It's weird.
But it's realistic enough where I almost wish we could go back a step and have like cartoon faces.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was getting to is I like the idea of showing off that it's AI because I think that makes it less creepy. Kind of like with dolls. The more hyper-realistic a doll looks, the creepier it is versus like the more cartoony a doll looks, the less creepy it is.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep going.
That and the more it looks like a clown.
That's right. We took our very real, very human podcast, fed it into the AI meat grinder, and out came this beautiful monstrosity.
That's right, Mike. Now you can relive all the ridiculousness, inappropriate jokes, and Idaho Falls nonsense in just 10 minutes instead of sitting through the whole episode like a chump. And if you don't like it, well, blame the robots.
So let's get into it. First up, Utah made history by becoming the first state to ban fluoride in drinking water because, you know, science is scary and bad teeth are a personal choice.
Right, because nothing says freedom like voluntarily reverting back to 1800s dental hygiene. I can't wait to see how that turns out. Spoiler alert, it's going to be a mess.
Are we that snarky?
I don't think we are.
Are we that sarcastic?
No, I feel like we tend to be pretty balanced, you know? Sometimes we'll go pretty hard, but I feel like generally when we do, it's because there's a good reason to.
Remember, we never said or thought what we're playing this. Any of this, what we're playing back to you. And that's what's so weird, but it looks like us. And that's why it's heavily watermarked.
Yes. Yeah. Which is super smart, by the way.
So we're going to continue playing this for you. You're going to hear not only some facts that are just completely wrong.
Right.
Sort of like a game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
There's some information degradation along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear a joke that falls completely flat.
Uh-huh.
You're going to hear us chuck Rigby under the bus.
And a lot of mispronounced words.
Mispronounced words.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. A very unfortunate mispronunciation of the last name, Coons.
Yeah.
When we talk about Todd Coons, that's coming up.
We know it's pronounced Coons. Don't get mad at us, okay?
But we're playing this for you raw.
Yeah. And can I also say, I hate how our mouths move. I think they're super weird. My avatar in particular looks like she holds her mouth like Jennifer Coolidge, you know? Makes her look like she wants a hot dog real bad. But yeah, lots of weird stuff.
Let's play some more of this.
Speaking of messes, we had yet another round of graffiti sightings in Idaho Falls, this time featuring an impressively long and detailed anatomical drawing. You know, classic teenage boy stuff.
Yep, always a teenage boy. Every time. It's like a law of physics. The universe expands, gravity pulls things down, and teenage boys draw wieners on stuff.
In other local news, Facebook temporarily banned IFAF, accusing us of impersonation, which is wild because we don't even know who we'd be impersonating. The Idaho Falls Foot and Ankle Foundation?
Or the International Federation of American Football? Or, I don't know, Bigfoot? Either way, Facebook quickly realized their mistake and unbanned us, probably after realizing we're too insignificant to be a real threat.
But it wasn't just us. local DJ the Idahoan also got banned, probably because he played 10 seconds of some EDM track, and Zuckerberg had a stroke.
Classic. Also classic, the good old Idaho Falls tradition of complaining about things. The big scandal this week, people trying to turn off the little red blinking lights on top of windmills.
Yeah, because nothing says safety like making giant spinning death traps completely invisible at night. But don't worry, there's a compromise. The lights will stay off unless a plane is nearby, which I'm sure won't backfire in any hilarious and catastrophic ways.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That was, first of all, the writing was really good.
Some of it.
Again, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like us, sounds like us, not us.
You know, I don't
Not
think...
our words, not our thoughts.
Yeah.
Not our attitude toward the thing.
No.
And we didn't present it as a scandal, but that's how AI interpreted it.
Yeah. It was weird. You know, and wild. I don't think it sounds that much like me either. I feel like it drops my voice down a little.
Maybe we need to get you closer to the mic.
Maybe.
On the next avatar.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. I just felt like I sounded really weird and I looked really weird and it made me so uncomfy.
Here's more.
Now let's talk about some good news. Brolam's Grocery in Ammon St. Anthony and Driggs is finally opening on Sundays. That's right. The heathen agenda has won again.
Huge win for people who need last-minute shredded cheese for Sunday nachos. Sucks to be you, Rigby.
Why does it suck to be you? It doesn't say.
Well, I'm assuming it's because that Brolam's isn't open on Sundays.
Right.
But yeah.
But it doesn't say.
Right.
It just throws that out. Hey, Rigby, just in general.
Yeah.
You,
Rigby.
Yeah. Why? What did we do?
Yeah, our avatars want to take a big old dump on Rigby.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, corporate America is still screwing us over. The country's biggest egg producer saw profits surge 718% during the so-called egg shortage.
So, yeah, there wasn't a real shortage. Just rich people getting richer while you paid $8 for a dozen eggs like an idiot.
But the people are fighting back. More and more folks are raising their own chickens, which means the big egg overlords are losing their grip.
Speaking of things getting out of hand, we had an unpleasant treat time this week. We tried two green pickle-flavored things, pickle cotton candy and a Warhead's Extreme Sour Pickle.
The cotton candy tasted like pickles and plastic. The pickle tasted like Satan's regret.
It was an actual crime against food. 0 out of 10. Would not recommend.
And finally, Local News 8 has found their replacement for Todd Kuntz. Welcome back, Doug Long. You know, it's been a while since we had a Long in Idaho Falls.
You're ridiculous. But yeah, he was here in the 90s, left, and now he's back.
Okay, again, referencing a joke we made,
right?
But not explaining it. And I guess we're just going to have to live with that. Sorry about the pronunciation, Tom. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, it gives me a little hope that at least we'll get to do the fun jobs for a little bit longer.
Let's watch the rest of this.
So, congrats, Doug. Hope you survive the curse of Idaho Falls media.
And with that, we wrap up another AI-generated recap of IFAF. If you liked it, subscribe to the Real IFAF podcast, where you can hear the actual episode with all the dumb stuff we cut out.
And don't forget, this was all AI-generated. If you feel weird about that, well, too bad. The future is now.
Until next time.
Stay fresh, cheesebags.
Toodle-oo, my dudes.
Okay. Toodle, yeah. Ooh, my dudes.
I know. So robotic. And you know, after we did this, I definitely have become more hyper aware of it. I actually was scrolling through Facebook Reels today and I came across one that I'm positive was an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird to see and it freaked me out a little. I don't know. It's sort of upsetting. Because the thing is, the more that we give these jobs over to the robots, the less we get to do them. And these are the fun, cool jobs. Like, I thought the robots were going to, like, do our dishes and scoop our kitty litter, you know? Like, I don't want to deal with that shit. I want to do this shit.
So how often will we have an episode of IFAFAI? Ideally, a couple days after the real episode.
Right.
But that's going to add to our workload. And with the summer home selling, home buying season coming,
mm-hmm.
No promises.
Yeah, we're going to be busy.
Maybe we could do something fun for our next episode. Will be the day before April Fool's.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I like that.
Wonder what we can do there. Anyway, Carly, one thing, we talked about your homemade marshmallows.
Yes.
But we did not talk about your homemade dress. You really, you would have been great on the prairie.
I know, right?
In a little house.
You know, I would at least need one of those foot pedal sewing machines because I don't know what I would do without that. That would take so long. But I guess without TV, maybe.
Can you give it a twirl or whatever?
Yeah,
or
you know what? We'll insert the twirl right here.
Here comes the twirl insert. It's just incredible. I love the pattern and the lace on it. You did that too?
Thank you.
And
yes.
The ruffles?
Yeah, I added the ruffles. I added the lace. I did the whole thing all by myself. The only thing that the fabric already came with was the smocking here on the top, this little crinkly elastic bit.
But everything else
I sewed, baby, and I'm pretty darn proud of it. And you can't see it very good, but there's a little bit of lace on the sleeve too. I think it's really cute. It feels a little Dorothy to me.
It's a great color for you too.
Thank you. I do like blue gingham.
And this is the third, fourth.
Let's see. Dress. This is the third.
I thought third. The other one.
No, fourth.
That we showed off
fourth.
Last.
It is the fourth.
Fourth dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm feeling very proud of it.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, and it's just fun. You know, I'm trying to do a little bit more each time. You know, like my very first dress was very, very, very simple. So now I'm trying to do all kinds of extra fun stuff as I do it, like adding the lace. You know, my last one had different sleeves than I had done before, that kind of thing. And I actually am working, I'm planning to work on a special 100 episode dress that I'm very excited about. So we'll see how that goes.
And most importantly, does it have
pockets? Of course it has pockets.
Nice. Okay,
I will say I did kind of mess up the pockets because they're a little deep, which makes it a little hard to pull things out of it sometimes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They were good. Yeah, but I like having
pockets. So that's what we call a movie theater dress.
Yes.
If you know.
Yeah, I could definitely fit a whole thing of Twizzlers in here.
Speaking of dresses, you told me a story of a dress shop in Pocatello that's doing something kind of cool.
Yeah, so Cat's Formal Wear in Pocatello has a program for underprivileged students so that they can get their prom wear for just the cost of the cleaning fee.
Oh, that's cool.
Amazing, right? And the cleaning fee is only like $25, which is very reasonable, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are some dresses out there, like even just prom dresses, that go for like $400 or $500, mm-hmm. which is insane if you think about it, you know?
In this Instagram world of ours.
Right.
Where people buy golden doodles for the gram and then want to return them to a shelter.
Because they suck and they're bad people.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's a really great program. It just means that kids who probably couldn't go to prom otherwise get to. And that's such a big moment for a lot of folks. You know, it's the memory that you can't replace, you know?
Cat's Dress Shop in Pocatello?
Yes, and that's spelled K-A-T-Z.
You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun pew, salute. Pew. And chef's kiss.
To you for helping out our kids.
And here we are, the moment I personally have waited the entire show for.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying Reese's Peanut Butter and Jelly Big Cups in grape and strawberry.
It's treat time.
So I've been so excited about these. We went to several different stores yesterday just looking for them. I heard about these months ago, and I've been so stinking stoked because they sounded so good.
Walmart, right at the registers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know why in the hell Hershey's didn't release these before any other big cup flavor. Right. We've had the potato chip. We've had the chocolate lava cake. We've had the caramel.
Now, I have heard that these did exist before at one point.
Oh.
I don't know how true that is.
Okay.
But yeah, now do we want to share a cup or do you want your own? That's what I thought.
Well.
They are big cups.
They are big cups.
They are. They're nice and deep.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth for comparison. You're welcome. Now, we're going to start with the grape flavor because I think that's the more classic. PB&J flavor.
You said that's the only PB&J flavor you had as a kid.
No, I used to do the strawberry. That was my favorite.
Oh, strawberry.
Yeah, I liked the strawberry one.
Okay.
But I mean, I had grape, you know.
Okay, yeah, because I would have, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom would get really creative. Raspberry preserves.
Oh, I liked the raspberry too. That was always good.
Marmalade.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallow cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely had a Fluffernutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what mm-hmm. they're called.
Yeah. I also really liked honey and peanut butter sandwiches. I thought yes. those were really good.
Uh-huh.
You know, I met a kid not too long ago who doesn't like the taste of honey. Like, we'll spit it out.
That's like mother's milk. That's
isn't
like,
that weird? Well, it's just, it's like sugar. It's pure concentrated sugar.
But it's nature's sugar. Yeah, like,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's weird.
Okay.
Hmm. Hmm.
Oh. You'll see the jelly's on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Which it so does it hits indicate your tongue. in the picture, too. Okay. Now, this tastes like grape candy. Like grape Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
It doesn't taste as much like grape jelly to me. What do you think?
It's a great combo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take now just a little bit of the bottom, the underside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It doesn't smack you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
As it shouldn't. It should be, it's all about the ratios, right?
Right. Yeah, it's nice and subtle.
It's just perfect.
It is also very gelatinous. Like, I feel like the viscosity is different than regular jelly. You know,
right.
It's a lot thicker, which is kind of neat. Now let's go ahead and try the strawberry one.
Just genius.
Yeah. And, you know, because I'm a big back, I totally ended up buying two of the strawberry ones because I had a feeling I would like that better.
Big back?
Oh, have you not heard this slang yet? So a big back is a person who likes to snack.
Oh.
It's what the kids are calling them.
Why?
I have a feeling that it's probably rooted in fat phobia, which is a bummer. But basically, I think the idea is if you like to snack, you end up with a big back.
Okay.
You know, all like, right. I mean, you've seen someone who's a bit heftier, you know, and they sometimes have a big back.
There's more surface area to their body. Yes.
Right. That's kind of, yeah. I think that's what they're drawing upon.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is a bummer. But slang is fun, and so I use slang, and I'm
you
sorry.
You kids. Shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now, this one,
mm-hmm.
I got a...
Mm.
We probably don't have the slow-mo. Pretty sure I got
tendril?
A string
mm-hmm.
from the cup to my lip.
Now, here's something interesting that I just noticed.
Mm.
The jelly is fully encased in chocolate.
It is.
There's a little layer of chocolate between the peanut butter and the jelly.
Can we get that?
Yeah, that's quite the interesting cross-section. And you don't see that on the packaging.
Okay.
It looks like the peanut butter and the jelly are right next to each other. But technically, they are divided. Now, it makes me wonder if there's a reason for that. I have to assume that maybe the jelly would like bleed into the peanut butter too much if you didn't. Maybe it would change the color. Like
yeah,
the
how they
run.
Pour them in the wrapper. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am surprised, though,
mm-hmm.
that the people at the Hershey's Reese's Test Kitchen didn't come up with this sooner.
Right.
Do you think that the people at the Reese's Big Cup Test Kitchen ask for stoner volunteers?
Yeah.
Is like, weed legal in Pennsylvania, in Hershey, Pennsylvania? Like, hey, guys, this isn't mandatory. You can opt out. We even feel bad for asking, but we think you guys should... Totally take an edible and then have ideas for what goes with peanut butter and chocolate.
You know what? I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like a stoner on retainer,
mm-hmm.
you know, which realistically they probably don't have to pay for a specific person to do that. But yeah, I could see that being a good way to get creative. I know that there are stoners who tend to put together some wild snacks when they're,
right.
you know, enjoying a little bit of the weeds.
or like Mormons, how they came up
yes.
with pickles and ranch.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They either need stoners or Mormons.
Yeah. Yeah. Either either people who, you know, can do drugs and get fun ideas from the drugs, or people who can't do drugs and get fun ideas
right.
for snacks in lieu of doing drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
All Mormons do for fun is eat.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's like their one guilty pleasure.
Right. I hope you don't mind me pointing that out.
But yeah.
But it's true.
It's true. Now, I will say of the two, I think I do like the strawberry one better, but I think that the grape one has more of a peanut butter and jelly flavor.
I'm going to go back to the grape. Right. The grape is the classic peanut butter and jelly flavor. Mm-hmm. The strawberry is, I'd say, more decadent somehow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got these at the Walmart on hit, right at the front.
Yeah.
Toward the registers.
Mm-hmm. They had a whole big display.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible.
You said you like the strawberry better, right?
I do like the strawberry better. Do you have a preference?
Like you called it. The one, the grape jelly is more classic. The strawberry jelly to me is more decadent.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, what's coming up?
Yeah, you want to get out of here so you can clean off those sticky fingers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So first and foremost, we've got the East Idaho Home and Garden Show 2025 coming up Friday and Saturday, April 18th and 19th.
That's going to be April now.
I know. Can you believe? Yeah, now that's going to be at the MAC. Basically, it's all home improvement and garden and inspiration galore.
Oh, by the way, the MAC commented on our...
I know, they read me to filth. I deserved it. I totally deserved it, okay?
But they prefer... I'm sure they prefer Mountain America Center every time.
Right, right.
But they prefer MAC to the MAC U.
Okay, wait, what's MAC U?
Mountain America... Credit Union.
Oh, yeah.
I think center. Anyway.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. All right, that'll be fun.
Anyway.
Yay, spring, home and garden.
Yeah, always fun. Always reminds me of Somewhere It's Green from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Well, because she says better homes and gardens. It's fine. Anyway.
Yeah.
Next, we've got the Idaho Falls Elks Lodge Annual Crab Feed. Now, that's going on Saturday, April 19th as well. So you will have to choose between the two unless you're willing to go to one on Friday and then one on Saturday. It's going to be at 6:30 and it's going to be $65 a plate, but you're going to get some good stuff. Specifically, Dungeness crab from Alaska, salad, spaghetti, potatoes, garlic bread, dessert, and of course a cash bar just to keep you going between everything.
You know, I can tell you the difference between king crab and snow crab, but I'm not sure about Dungeness crab.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that either.
I could probably tell you the difference between Dungeness crab and Dungeons and Dragons.
That I could do for sure. Yeah, I know that there are dice involved with one, not sure which.
Okay.
Just kidding.
But this sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
Seafood loving.
I kind of love the idea of going. If you'd be down, I would totally love to take you.
Let me check my incredibly crowded social calendar.
Yeah, right. Mm. And every time I've gone to the Elks Lodge, I've had a great time.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not? Keep the good times going.
Yeah, for Retro X.
Yes.
Or we've been to a few things there.
Yeah, we've gone there for Retro X. We went there for
Festival of Trees.
And we just went there for fun once.
Yeah.
And that was a good time.
Yeah, we kind of snuck in and nudged a guy at the bar and said, "Are we your guests? Hey, member."
Yeah.
That's how that works.
You've got to be charming, though. Otherwise, they won't do that.
Yeah.
And once you do that, too, you are their best friend for the night. So choose wisely.
You listen to their stories.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Trade-offs.
Yep. Next, we've also got the Mountain Brewers Beer Fest 2025. Now, I'm pretty sure that this one is an annual thing that has come back, so that's always good to see.
Oh, every year, yeah. This is the one at Sandy Downs that people go crazy for.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is going on June 7th, which is a Saturday, from noon to 5, so you can drink for hours on end.
Which, and I don't think long enough. I don't think 5 hours is long enough to drink beer.
I think it is.
That's less than half a day. Come on.
I guarantee that by the end of
12 hours,
you will be so bloated. Yeah. I hope they have just a ton of recliners there. Because I feel like drinking that much beer, you're going to just feel like fat and bloaty and farty. Like you're going to need somewhere comfy to sit, you know?
I'm experiencing a little fartiness.
It happens.
Excuse me.
But this is one of the biggest beer festivals in all of Idaho. So if you like beer, might be worth going to.
All right, get your tickets now for that. These fingers aren't going to clean themselves.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get you to a sink.
So, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.